If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 4th, 2022, and today the topic is a proud heart. Good morning, everyone. It is much later than I usually record, but I'm here. I'm here. You know, to God be the glory for waking me up this morning. I heard my alarm, you know, go off at the usual time, but I guess I must have closed my eyes again. I turned off the alarm and then closed my eyes, and the next thing I know, it was after five. So, but hey, you know, I decided to go ahead and move forward with the routine. I did my prayer meditation and, you know, studied the verses that came to me, and here we are. Here we are, late, but here. Yesterday was fine. I mean, you know, not too much to report. Some things didn't necessarily pan out the way I thought it would, but you know, we'll see where things go. You know, there might be some cool things coming up. And you know, I did have an interview with another platform last night, and so that was another that ran kind of late. And so who knows, that could have been a thing that contributed to my tiredness this morning. But again, you know, by the grace of God, I'm here. And you know, so whenever you guys hear this, you know, hopefully it'll be right on time for you. But anywho, so I did the prayer meditation, and the morning star, that phrase kind of stood out in my mind. And I guess at My first thought of that phrase, I was thinking about, I guess you would say Satan, you know. but I think I was getting the names confused, because when I started looking up verses centered around that, the morning star was representing Jesus, and day star was representing Satan and whatnot. And I was like, oh, okay, got it. But I guess as I started to look up verses centered around Daystar, and I was led to the word pride, ultimately I was led to this phrase, a proud heart. And here we are. Here we are. So I guess without further ado, I'll just get into these verses and see what the Lord got to say through little old me. You know what I'm saying? Proverbs 21:4 says, a haughty eye, a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked are sin. Obviously, I went a little deeper with that. So in the go deeper section is, you know, the verses, more verses around that verse. But yeah, haughty eye and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked are sin. I want to say what stood out to me the most in this verse this morning was the lamp of the wicked are sin. But I think perhaps we should go deeper with that. So I won't go into that too much. I'll just say, yeah, let us all look into that. And, you know, check out the context and everything when it comes to that particular verse. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Whew, all right, so we're getting into those verses, right? This might be Pope for us today. I mean, you know, well, again, this is one of those verses where, you know, we all have heard of it at some point. Those of us that read the Bible, you know, we are familiar with it. You know, pride comes before the fall, everything like that. This word pride. I didn't define it today, but my first thought here is that it's like an oxymoron. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong on that, but it's like one of those things that I guess it's like we think is good, you know, to be proud of oneself, to be proud of someone else, things like that. But then biblical definitions and biblical usage of the word proud and pride and all that is always kind of viewed in a negative light. And I think that's one of the things that led me to this topic today, because well, there was one account, it was that I read, I didn't write it down, but it was a king in Tyre, which that name stands out to me because as I do more research, it seems to be an African nation. You know, but I mean, that's something else, you know, and whatnot. But when so I'll just, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Tyre or Tyre, or it's Tyre. And it was a depiction of that particular king, and God was saying to him that he was proud in his heart and all these different things, that he exalted himself to believe that he is a God, and things like that, which, you know, hey, you know, we all do that. Well, we all do that one way or another. And then there's definitely people these day and age that believe, you know, that. And I know I've kind of chit chatted about that before and stuff, so I guess I won't go too deep into it. But yeah, this proud heart, this heart that, you know, exalts yourself and everything like that. Well, I mean, again, it says here that pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Again, maybe we should define the word pride, define the word haughty, all those different things, and then I guess ask the question, does that represent me? Yeah, I mean, obviously, I guess I didn't go that deep with it personally this morning, because, you know, obviously I was running late with everything. But yeah, maybe we all should take a little time to reflect on that. You know, I guess before we just move forward in our pride or proud heart or whatever the case is. James 4 and 6, it says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Well, again, I guess if you want to receive grace, then you gotta, you know, be humble. That's what I'm receiving here today. You know, I guess those that are walking in pride or have the proud hearts or whatever the case is, then, you know, I guess it's hard for them to receive the grace, right? Again, we can go deeper with all of that, but I'm just reading what the verse say here. But anywho, Psalm 10 and 4, in the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Man. Ooh, all right. So, more Pope. you know, because I feel like this represents a lot of us. You know, there are a lot of people that not only say in their heart that there is no God, and that's in quotes. You know, not only do people say that in their hearts, people say that out of their mouths. And honestly, I guess me and my little personal opinion right now, you know, there's no wisdom in that because, as the Bible says, everything is a reflection of God. Everything is proof that there is God, you know, proof that there is a creator, because of all the creation. but I mean, I guess, you know, to those type of people, isn't that that's not proof enough, right? They need more proof or something like that. But I mean, yeah, I guess the thing is for me, you know, as you really truly think about, you know, how intricate it is for everything. Everything. Like, you know, but I mean, I guess it's, you know, specifically if I just think about us as humans, right? And how intricate our bodies are, you know. How very detailed, you know, that alone should humble people, you know what I mean? Blow our minds to help us understand that, you know, again, we are the creation. We are one of the creations. I mean, everything again around us has been created. And then ultimately, as you keep going back and asking the question, who made this? Who made this? Who made this? Who made this? You know, ultimately, you're going to get to, as they would say, a dead end. And really, I mean, I guess the dead end isn't so dead. You know, those of us that believe, we say that is God, you know. But hey, you know, again, just reading what the verses are saying here. And yeah, I hope that's not on any of, you know, anybody listening to me. I hope that's not on your mind that there is no God. But because, yeah, I would personally challenge that thought. And I guess, yeah, truly, truly think about that in detail. But that's something to go deeper on your own. Proverbs 26 and 12 says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Well, nothing else to really say there. You know, that diversity, you know, it is what it is there. You know, I guess, you know, hey, yeah, stay humble, man. Stay humble. We all, you know, room to learn, room to grow. All right, I'm gonna keep going here. The last verse I want to share this morning before we wrap things up is James 4 and 10. It says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you." You know, at the end of the day, again, we can easily exalt ourselves, right? We can easily puff ourselves up. There's actually a verse, it might be in the Go Deeper section, about how we shouldn't do that. How we should allow others to puff us up, if anything, you know. But yeah, man, you know, there's just honor in everything and remaining humble. And then humbling ourselves before the Lord is probably even one a greater thing to do, because at the end of the day, when He exalts you, then that's on another level. When you exalt yourself, there's no firm foundation under that. But that's it, you know, that's just what I find in life. You know, that's just, you know, what I received this morning. And, you know, that's the juice. That is the juice for you on today. The Bible verse of today is Psalm 37 and 4. It says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart." Friends, or excuse me, the desires of thine heart, because I'm going to read things exactly what they say. But yes, friends, I hope that you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This has been brought to you in part by Anointed Touch, Health, Fitness, and Beauty. Eat right and exercise daily. Walk with God, run from the devil. 1 John 20:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One. Visit anointedtouch-hfb.com for more information.